Okay, we're doing Perek Yadalet, Pasuk Lamed Beis. And we're going according to the Metzudas David, and we're translating it according to the Metzudas David and the Ralbag. Okay? So he says, in his trouble, the wicked one is cast off from God. From God is not in the Pasuk that we got from the Metzudas and the Ralbag. Okay? But he who seeks shelter or refuge in him meaning God, remains righteous in death. Even in a situation where he's going to die, so he remains, he still relates to God. The two examples, the example of the first half would be Eov, where Eov, catastrophe happened to Eov, and he questioned God and turned away from God. Okay? And the second half, with the example would be Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who was tortured and to death, but he remained loyal to God even in being tortured. Rabbi Chaid has a tapes. I think it's 9 tapes on the Book of Eov. I'm just taking those results, the results of that tape, and trying to clarify this pasuk and to understand this pasuk. Okay, and why one would be one way, why what would help a person to reach the level of Rabbi Akiva as close as possible. Right. What I'd like to start out with is Yaakov. He gave his garment to Yosef, which shows that he made a decision. His emotions affected his thinking process, his decision-making process. And so God separated through the sibling rivalry of the brothers. He separated Yosef from Yaakov for 22 years. Okay? Now, during that time, he suffered a lot. But he was, because of that suffering, he was able to deal with his emotion that that affected his thinking process. Was a very, very deep emotion that it took 22 years to undo. I'd like to say from here, from this story, we get two principles. The first principle is that perfection of the soul, and by perfection of the soul, I mean that where there's an emotion that affects your thinking process, you remove that emotion. That is perfection of the soul. When you perfect your soul, perfecting of the soul, dealing with perfection of the soul, according to this story, is more important than getting prophecy. Because Rashi says that Yaakov was suffering for 22 years, and you can't get prophecy when you're in a not happy, and so therefore he lost out on prophecy. By prophecy, I mean a certain relationship to God and gaining knowledge that you would gain of God through prophecy, that you would get closer to God. I'm not talking about prophecy of telling the future, but prophecy that the gain of knowledge that you would get from God, that perfecting of the soul is more important than getting that prophecy. That's the first principle we get from this story. In other words, if God felt that prophecy is more important, the knowledge that he could get is greater than perfecting the soul, then he definitely wouldn't have separated him from Yosef. Okay, the question is that we have a proof from the Pasuk that perfection of the soul is greater than the knowledge that you would get from prophecy. And the question is, How does that work? Why is it so? So what we want to say is that if you have to understand that an imperfection of the soul, meaning that there's an emotion that's affecting your thinking process, it must be that it taints not only that area, but once you have an imperfection, it's going to taint other areas also, not only that one area. So the thing is therefore, it's going to taint the very knowledge, even though he could gain knowledge there, and his emotions are not going to affect him, but we're saying that somehow it will taint it. We're not exactly clear how it works, but we're just, what we're saying, taking the step is that both sides is dealing with reality. There's one reality I could see knowledge of God, and there's one reality in everyday life that reality I can't see clearly, and it affects my, so what we want to say is that there must be something that once you have one imperfection, that somehow it taints the whole in some form or another. So that's the first principle. The first principle is that perfection of the soul is more important than gaining knowledge of the knowledge that he could have gained through prophecy. The second premise I want to say from here is that pain is a benefit. That pain is a benefit. Now, in the physical world, if we didn't have pain, you could get an infection. You don't know that you have it, and you die. You don't know to deal with it. So therefore, what God does is gives you pain, so the pain forces you to deal with it. So then when you deal with it, so then you take away the pain. The same thing with the psychological. Many times there's unconscious things in our personality that we don't even know. So what happens is if we're in a situation that in a situation that we make decisions that we don't even realize that we're making incorrect decisions. But if somehow the physical world would cause us pain in that situation, then I realize I have a problem. So then I could deal with it. Now, the way some people deal with it is they go out shopping. By shopping, I mean when they're in pain, they go out and do something in the physical world to remove that pain. In fact, when you torture somebody, it's because you're in conflict. And the only way out of the conflict is to torture somebody. Or when you do harm to other people for no reason. These are all different conflicts. So some people go shopping. Some people hurt others when they're in pain. So the thing is that both of them are imperfections of the soul. But what we say what you should do is deal with the imperfection itself and undo the imperfection. But to do that, you need pain to make you realize, just like any other pain, you need pain to realize that you have a problem. So physical and psychological pain is God created that as a benefit to the human being. Okay, we're going to continue this tape again. What?
We'll see you after this one.
You're right.